The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Well, we're entering the trading day with a couple of, well, mixed leads overnight. We had a Dow down about 0.3% and the S&P 500 squeezing out a small gain of 0.1%. So we've got a bit of profit taking, a bit of caution, and oil prices hitting five-month highs, and that's really making the headlines. Let's get a bigger picture with some help from Vasu Menon. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank. Morning, Vasu. How are you doing?
Very good morning, Ryan. I'm doing well, and I hope you're doing well too.
I'm doing well too. So a lot of things to catch up on in the news headlines. Indeed. So we've got oil making it on the front page. A few pieces of news around oil. It's at a five-month high. Overnight, it rose 2% to settle around $64.40 on the WTI prices. And one reason is the escalation of fighting in Libya. Vasu, how big of a risk is this for the supply picture for oil?
Well, you know, if you put not just what's happening in Libya, you put all of it together, the sanctions against Iran, the sanctions against Venezuela, the unusual discipline coming out of OPEC, especially Saudi Arabia in terms of cutting supply by 1.2 million barrels a day, Russia following suit, you know, and so on and so forth. And also last week, we had some positive economic data coming out of China, the US, Japan, that points to the fact that, you know, we are not in dire straits. You put all that together, the timing of all of it coming at about the same time, punching together, has resulted in this sudden push-up in oil prices. I'm not sure whether prices can rise a lot more from here, Ryan, because it's already rallied 40% since Boxing Day last year. That's 26th of December. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that when prices rise sharply, what you see usually is a supply response from U.S. shale producers. And the U.S. is now the biggest producer of oil. So at this level, it makes sense for shale producers to produce more oil. And you are seeing more shale rig, you know, going to operation. The rig counts are going up. And so there'll be a supply response. So yes, in the short term, there's a blip up because of political concerns in Libya and other factors. But if there's a supply response from the U.S., you will see prices cooling off. They may not collapse back to $40 a barrel. But I think, you know, we see about $60, $65 a barrel is more sustainable in the medium to long term.
Okay, so that's a supply picture, Vasu. Tell me about the demand picture, because we hear about slowing global growth. Is there enough demand to absorb these higher prices?
Well, you know, I think that is another concern. Yes, demand is clearly cooling off. The Chinese economy is a big source of demand, and that is slowing down. It is not falling off the cliff, but clearly slowing down. The U.S. economy is also slowing down without the support of fiscal stimulus. You're seeing slowdown in other parts of the world as well. We're not, you know, in a crisis, but clearly there is a slowdown and demand is slowing down. So that's another cap on oil prices, which is why we're not terribly bullish that things will go back up to $89
a barrel. Just to add more fuel to the fire, we've got tension between the U.S. and Iran. So the U.S. is calling Iran's elite force, the Revolutionary Guard Corps, a terrorist organization. So Iran tit for tat is calling the U.S. a state sponsor of terrorism. What do you make of this potential boiling point? Is this going to be potentially affecting markets and oil prices?
Well, you know, I think to some extent it's been priced in, you know, because, you know, quite clearly this is not news. Under Donald Trump, clearly not in favor of Iran. So we had this rhetoric, sound bites coming out for the last 6 months, 1 year. So I think it's to some extent priced in by the markets. I think the key thing is this, you know, the current OPEC deal to cut production by 1.2 million barrels ends in June. Mm-hmm. After June, if Russia is not on the table with OPEC, because Russia is indicating we need to increase supply. At these prices, we need to increase supply. So we're not seeing Russia on the same page as OPEC. Right now, they are sticking to the agreement. But after June, if they decide, you know, to increase output, that could, you know, result in prices pulling back a little bit.
Okay, another interesting development, Vasu, is, of course, you heard about OPEC. That's the oil cartel. There's a bill called NOPEC, and this is circulating through Washington. So basically, this will extend Americans' antitrust laws to foreign entities like OPEC. In other words, it will make it illegal for OPEC to influence oil prices. And, of course, Donald Trump has been blaming OPEC for driving up oil prices. Do you think the market's pricing in the possibility of this bill being passed?
Well, you know, I don't think so. I don't think the market is priced in this possibility. With Donald Trump, that is a real wild card. I mean, quite clearly, he's doing quite radical things, quite different things. If somehow he manages to push his bill through, and, you know, which is clearly not positive for OPEC, then, you know, clearly it means prices will come down. You know, OPEC will not be able to control prices in the fashion they are doing right now. But, you know, this will take time, right? It will not happen immediately. And, of course, the presidential elections are next year. So question mark is whether Donald Trump will get reelected. So I think the thoughts will play at the back, will be at the back of the minds of investors, but it's not a major sector, I think, at least not at this juncture.
Okay, something to watch out for. We are chatting with Vasu Menon. He is the senior investment strategist at OCBC Bank. Vasu, let's talk about the headwinds and tailwinds for markets right now. We had a pretty good run last week, but it looks like markets getting a bit tired now. If you look at the S&P 500, it looks like it's trying to break above the 2900 mark. And the last time it was close to this level was in October, and then we saw a big pullback down to almost 2,400 towards the end of the year. How much support do you see right now for the markets?
Well, you know, it's hard to see the same thing happening as what we saw in October last year, because October last year we had a lot of exceptional factors. We don't have those factors right now. Oil prices are holding fairly steady. Mm-hmm. Monetary policy has become a lot more accommodative. Economic growth is showing some signs of stability. So I think, you know, my view is that at least in the short term, markets are going to tread water, because we've had a very strong run since the beginning of this year, and last week especially, as you mentioned. So the markets are taking a breather. No markets can sprint forever. I mean, the kind of gains we've had in the last 3.5 months is the kind of gains you'll see in a whole year, in a whole good year. We've seen it in 3.5 months. So I think the markets need to take a breather, and the earnings season that's coming up will clearly be a determinant.
Vasu, let's talk about earnings season. So coming up, or rather, we're going to get the first one out in the on the STI SPH, second quarter results today, and then later this week on Friday, JP Morgan Chase on the in the US market side. So market's been saying the first 3 months are not going to be as good as last year. What type of bad numbers should we be bracing ourselves for?
Well, you know, if you look at FactSet, you know, what you see is at the end of last year, I think earnings, analysts are looking at S&P 500 companies reporting earnings growth of 2.8%. At this juncture, as of last Friday, I mean, analysts are now looking at a minus 4.2% growth in S&P 500 earnings. So that's a swing of 7% in earnings growth forecast among analysts. Now, if we see a minus 4.2%, it will be the first earnings decline since the second quarter of 2016. But, Ryan, I think the silver lining is that the bar has now been set quite low, and it's possible that when earnings are reported, the earnings may come in above expectations. The initial indications are that's going to happen, because 23 companies have announced results so far. 19 has exceeded market expectations. So this earnings downward revision that we see may actually result in the bar setting being set lower and earnings exceeding expectations, and ironically turning out to be in some ways a support factor for the market.
Oh, potential catalyst for markets to look out for. Thank you so much, Vasu, for your analysis this morning. Always great chatting with you. Vasu Menon, senior investment strategist at OCBC Bank, on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.